Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's messy, beautiful roller coaster. Ever find yourself on a ride with the twists and turns you didn't expect? Yeah, me too. Today, we're diving into something tough: grief and loss. I know, not exactly the lighthearted topic you might be craving after a long day, but trust me, there's beauty in facing the hard stuff head on. And hey, maybe even a little bit of laughter along the way? Grief is like that unwelcome house guest who overstays their welcome. It hangs around, makes itself comfy on your couch, and refuses to leave. It shows up in ways you never expected, sometimes with quiet sadness, other times with bursts of anger or unexpected bouts of laughter. It's a roller coaster of emotions, and let's be real, it's not always a smooth ride. But here's the thing. You don't have to face grief alone. You're stronger than you think, more resilient than you know. And yes, even in the midst of pain, there's room for healing, growth, and even a little bit of humor. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just help. Firstly, give yourself permission to grieve. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Don't pressure yourself into feeling a certain way or acting a certain way. Let those tears flow, let the anger simmer, and let the sadness wash over you. It's all part of the process. Think of grief like a river. Sometimes it flows gently, other times it roars with intensity. Let it be whatever it needs to be. Secondly, don't isolate yourself. Reach out to your loved ones, even if you don't feel like talking. Sometimes just having someone there to hold your hand, to listen without judgment, can make all the difference. Remember, we're social creatures and we thrive on connection. Sharing your pain with others can actually lessen its burden. Thirdly, find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be anything from journaling to painting to taking long walks in nature. Exercise, music, spending time with pets, whatever helps you process those feelings and release some of the pent-up energy. Fourthly, be kind to yourself. Remember, healing takes time. There will be good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks or if you don't feel like your old self right away. This is a journey, not a race. Celebrate the small victories, acknowledge the progress you're making, and give yourself the grace to heal at your own pace. And finally, find humor where you can. Laughter truly is the best medicine. It might feel strange at first, but sometimes finding humor in even the darkest moments can be a powerful coping mechanism. Think about those funny memories with your loved one or that quirky saying they used to have. Let's face it, life is full of unexpected twists and turns. Grief is just another bend in the road. But remember, you're not alone on this journey. Lean on your loved ones, find healthy ways to process your emotions, and never underestimate the power of a good laugh. Even amidst the tears, there's always room for light and laughter. Ever experienced that moment when you're feeling overwhelmed by grief, but then something completely unexpected happens? Maybe a silly joke cracks you up, or you have a heartwarming encounter with a stranger. It's amazing how even in the midst of pain, life finds a way to surprise us with moments of joy. Remember that time I lost my favorite pair of shoes right before a big presentation? Totally panicked, right? But then, as I was rummaging through my closet, I stumbled upon this hilarious old photo of me trying to rock roller skates. Picture this. Mismatched socks, oversized helmet, and a look of pure determination. We laughed so hard that we almost forgot about the missing shoes. Sometimes those unexpected moments of humor can be just what we need to shift our perspective and remind us that life is still beautiful, even when it's messy. So take a deep breath, give yourself permission to grieve, and know that you are loved, supported, and capable of healing. Remember, there's beauty in the journey even when it's tough. And hey, maybe even a little bit of laughter along the way. Keep your heart open, embrace the moments, and never forget it's okay to not be okay. You're not alone on this journey. Now go out there and shine. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little extra support right now. Let's build a community of love, understanding, and laughter together. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.